guardian of my dreams. Stars and galaxies, people in between.
Good morning, listeners.
Why, hello there. Why, hello there, gentle listeners.
It's nice to see you. Oh my, you've grown.
Oh my, you've gotten so big.
So round.
You must have been eating your Brussels sprouts.
No.
If you haven't been able to tell, you're listening to
Cream of Wheat. I'm Ben.
I'm Aiden.
And you're listening to Cream of Wheat on WMFO Medford. Tufts
Freeform Radio. Well, wow. That was nice. That was really in sync.
Harmony. Wow.
I felt partially like a robot and partially like a close friend.
And isn't that what?
Isn't that what
the dream,
the human experience, is all about?
That, whoa.
What?
Yeah, we're serving it up today on Cream of Wheat.
Mm-hmm.
Food pun intended.
Whoa.
Onto
your trays. You're taking out your tray. It's been recently washed. We're taking our ladles, not recently washed,
not
and we're
recently.
Just slopping
they're
it on there.
Dirty ladles.
Ooh.
That's what we're serving up. This is the final episode of the semester.
It is, in fact, the final episode.
This is it.
There will be no more episodes part of this one until we get back to the next semester, hopefully.
Hopefully. We've never been able to say
that with that much confidence before. This hopefully has never been this confident.
And that was, I think, a 60% confidence.
Yeah.
70. I would go up to 70.
Mm-hmm.
We aren't sure, but we think we did the volunteer hours necessary.
It's all very vague. Sometimes.
Are we allowed to do 5 hours of quality control?
Who knows?
Who knows?
That's what we did.
We're banking on
it. I controlled a lot of quality.
It was
speaking
to the
of,
utmost level.
If you ever get a chance to pal around with some other WMFO, find some fine WMFO programs, I would highly recommend listening to the Alternative Socialist Radio with Jeff. He's a community member who comes on for 2 hours every Sunday and just kind of talks.
You will
and
hear
whether
everything.
You agree with the fact that we've been spoon-fed capitalist rhetorics from the cradle to the grave, as Jeff said, you will enjoy just hearing him literally take what's in his mind and project it into the ether.
It just goes stream of consciousness out into your ears, and some of it will land, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of it probably won't.
Some of it might just be upsetting, and some of it might just not make sense.
And if you, dear listener, are doing your own quality control for our show
right now,
I would like to say, one, thank you.
Thank you for controlling the quality of this beautiful community station. And
I don't
know
if we hear about it. Oh, two, yes, there's a second thing.
And
we apologize.
For being self-aware, we can never apologize for
we
that.
We can't. Actually, we have to own what we are.
Exactly.
Do. There will be an hour that you will listen to us.
Yeah.
And it's just what we do every week.
Yeah. Is radio even really breaking the fourth wall? No, because we acknowledge that, right? No.
Are we
know.
Breaking the fourth wall?
Does radio have a fourth wall?
The thing, okay. If
I mean, it's not
we're
like,
right
like
now breaking
program.
The fourth wall.
Yeah.
Then every single time they'll call in and you'll get this prize.
Well, yeah.
That's breaking the fourth wall.
Okay.
And does that mean a commercial breaks the fourth wall?
Whoa.
We're serving it up real today, folks.
Yeah, so some steaming wheat. Did that bother you?
It was unsavory. Yeah.
Yeah, cream of wheat's generally a bit on the sweet side. What can I say?
It is the umami flavor.
Okay, can we talk about umami for a second? You just completely, that was a deep visceral reaction I just had. Okay, do we think umami is real?
I actually don't.
Really?
Okay, here's the... They're like... Here, wait. Hold on.
You don't think you can just create a flavor for meat?
I don't think... No, you're not allowed... Okay, you're not allowed to be like, taste, sweet, sour, bitter, salty, and then umami. You can't just
what? Sweet, sour, bitter,
but I
salty.
I think meat is the combination of many of those.
Yeah, exactly, and that's umami. It's its own category.
That's like combining like sweet and sour and being like Sour Patch Kids is actually just one of the categories of flavors.
Sweet and sour sauce is its own flavor group.
It's its own thing. And then somebody's like, don't we have sweet and sour? And they're like, shut up. This is new.
You stop that.
We are adults and we're going to act like it. Acknowledge my invention. And then we're just like, and then everyone's like, okay, this guy's pretty serious. I think we're going to let him have his umami.
Okay, well, I think umami is a real thing.
I've never had it.
What do you mean? Have you ever had a delicious bowl of ramen noodles before where you slurp up the broth and you inhale the egg noodle and then the sodium kind of binds with your tongue and it's this beautiful kind of salty kiss rested from this noodly bowl?
Noodly bowl.
Rested from this noodly bowl.
I actually don't acknowledge other types of bowls other than ones stuffed with cream of wheat.
Oh.
Noodly bowls don't exist in universe.
Ben was gesturing to his head for those of you who can't see into the studio.
We forgot to live stream this one. Okay, some cultures include pungency.
Pungency? And that's interesting.
I actually can't pronounce this last one.
Oh.
Oleogustus?
Oh.
Which is fattiness. That's umami. That one, those are umami.
Pungency is not umami.
Pungency is like a trait that I think is undesirable in food.
No, I think it's delicious. I mean, there is something a little weird when like I pulled up a pair of my unwashed boxers like a week ago and was like, these need to be washed. Smell like a cheese that I ate two weeks ago and really liked.
Why is your body producing?
And it was just this weird thing where I was like, my body is producing $30 cheese? That was just this weird moment.
Yeah.
Both miraculous and deeply disturbing.
It's like how like your whole body is covered in microbes.
Yeah.
That they might have culture. They might even have cities.
Yeah.
And we don't know.
Mm-hmm. Microbial cities.
Kind of cool.
As my anthropology of the environment professor would say, the human is profoundly made up of the non-human.
Wow.
Yeah. Food for thought. Steam and wheat tonight.
Steam of wheat? Steam and wheat on cream of wheat.
Oh my. It's a big one.
It's huge. Shall we give them?
Yeah, I think it's time to do a little music. And then, you know, we'll reflect a little bit more on the semester as it kind of comes to a close. It's like a weird time, you know, the conversions of finals and leaving and friends going by. And it's just a weird feeling.
I have a solution.
Yeah.
I think they should compress finals into a shorter time period.
Okay.
And then, like, one, like, celebration event. Because it kind of feels like, yeah, you worked really hard this whole semester. All right, yeah. See you whenever you want.
And then
want.
Everyone just sort of, like, sad trickles to distant parts of the country.
Or the world, like even the world.
Or the
it's
world.
It's a month. Like, that's a whole month.
It's a long time.
When instead, they should have, like, a ball pit and, like, mm-hmm. Honestly, I don't even have another thing. Like,
some clowns can make balloons.
That'd be good. Okay. Actually, hold on.
Wait.
So, I don't know if you remember a certain Tuftonia's, I don't even know, like Tuftonia Day fair last year?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, they had a man doing balloon animals.
Yes, as one
I
always does.
I waited in line for actually 45 minutes for this man to make balloon animals.
Uh-huh. Did he just make you a dog?
No, he was good. They were just, I actually have never seen anybody twist balloons that slowly. And I know how to do balloon animals myself, not as well as him.
He's a meticulous craftsman.
Yeah, no, that was artisan balloon animals. So if you get the chance, come by. He will make you
maybe
a stri-
in the
in
spring
due time
at the end will, of the spring
if
semester.
You ask
maybe
him now, then it will show.
He'll
him
get
later.
It. Get it to you. Yes,
at some point.
And all right.
Sorry, that was on my mind.
No, Ben.
It reminded me.
This is important.
Do a ditty for them?
Yeah. This is actually a song that I didn't hear until very recently.
Hmm.
And it's kind of a cool way to sum up the semester. It's dramatic. It's kind of theatrical. It's a little bit sad, but that's a lot of the music that I like, not in a weird way, but just like, I feel like that just feels potent. I'm fine. I promise.
Non-defensive answer. Yeah.
And, I don't know. There's something about the song that, like, it's kind of a weird, eerie, slow build-up, and it just really gets to a cool place. So we'll try it out. We'll talk about it a little bit.
Yeah,
I think this is one that we should discuss. All right. Here we are. final first song of the semester.
And we're ready.
So, that was Geyser by Mitski.
About that.
Yeah, so it's a wild song, if you were not able to tell. So truly wild. Again, kind of that theatrical, sort of dramatic feel. So, that's the opening song to the album Be the Cowboy, which was rated the second best album of 2018 according to NPR and the first best album of 2018 according to Pitchfork. So, it's a big deal. Really cool. Some exciting stuff. There's a lot of cool stuff off there. I'll be playing another song off the album later. That's just pretty great. Something about like the kind of raw grating vocals that, you know, is I don't know, it's powerful. I like it. I just kind of got into Mitski a little bit later this semester, and it's kind of defined this end of the semester, sort of this finals period for me, which has been pretty good. So yeah, that's kind of where we're at with that. It's both like theatrical and very raw and personal at the same time. So it's like a cool tension. All right. I feel like I got that off my chest.
Yeah, no, that was good to say. I'm glad we could be here to support you.
That was some good intellectual analysis that we're kicking off Cream of Wheat with, you know.
I want you to do a similar thing for this next song if you feel inspired to.
Oh, Ben.
I won't announce
I'd love to.
But this is also a song that my friend actually just told me about, and I listened to it, and I liked it, so
okay.
I think we should play it. I learned about it actually today, so.
Okay.
It felt time.
Okay, cool.
Here it is.
Yeah, okay, fuck it, this ain't no love song. This, fuck it, I'm trying to do some drugs song. This, okay, that who you thought it was song. Yeah, this the one that they've been waiting on for so long. Yeah, it's the wonderful, I keep it colorful. Fuck the rainbow, it's the pot of gold. I told my old friends, hit me on my new phone. I like my music loud and I like my soda cold. Yeah, don't let a word go to waste. And she been gone off a Hennessy, but she don't like the taste. Yeah, she cool, a little too cool. You know she like money, so all the friends got pools. But karma gon' get her, right, left, sticker. She got a thick skull, but her skin a little thicker. Yeah, this next line might come out as a shock, but don't text me, I don't wanna make small talk. You dig? Okay, you send me songs that remind
not you or me. And fuck it, I don't even listen.
I don't even listen.
I don't pay attention.
I don't pay attention.
Yeah, it's like half those things in the song ain't true. You text me just to talk about you. It might be mean and it might be rude, but don't call me, I don't wanna make small talk. She changed her Instagram name like four times. Only talk to her when it's not on time. Yeah, probably busy with the waistline. She don't ever show her face on a FaceTime. Yeah, okay, unless she got a makeup on. Yeah, she hit the club and she only drink the Vegas bombs. And she loves trap music, but she hates doing drugs. She enjoys having sex and she hates giving hugs. And her daddy got the money, so a bank bro. Yeah, she voted in November, yeah, stay woke. She posts a pic with a friend and a song quote. Cigarettes when she drinks, yeah, chain smokes. Look, I know you love the attention, yeah. So I'ma need you to listen, yeah. This might come out as a shock, but don't try me, cause your number's been blocked. You did. Okay, you send me songs that remind you of me. And fuck you, I don't even listen.
I don't even listen.
I don't pay attention.
I don't pay attention.
Yeah, it's like half those things in the song ain't true. You text me just to talk about you. It might be mean and it might be rude, but don't call me, I don't wanna make small talk. Okay, you send me songs that remind you of me. And fuck it, I don't even listen.
I don't even listen.
I don't pay attention.
I don't pay attention.
Yeah, it's like half those things in the song ain't true. You text me just to talk about you. It might be mean and it might be rude, but don't call me, I don't wanna make small talk. I'm blue, ooh, ooh, and you got issues, yeah, yeah, you got issues, yeah, yeah, you got issues, yeah, and all your friends do too, yeah, well, I fucking hate you, yes, I just hate you, and guess what, most of your friends are cooler than you, and I didn't wanna make this song, cause I did not want you to think I was thinking of you. Well, guess what I'm thinking of you, yeah. Look, and I hope it eats your heart out. I hope it eats your heart out. I hope it eats your heart out. Yeah, look, cause you're breaking my heart. You tore it apart, so fuck you. Yeah, fuck you. I don't wanna make small talk, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you want to say about that?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Okay. You aptly described it during its combination of Watsky and Bryce Vines.
That's how I feel.
Yeah, it's kind of like an interesting, like a cowboy was eating an auto-tune machine and choked on it and got the auto-tune a little stuck in his throat and then developed a finite sense of R&B rhythm.
It's funny because I was gonna say that exact same thing.
Wow.
that's incredible.
Sometimes I mean, wow, it's wild. No I really enjoyed that. I don't know, what are your thoughts, what were your initial attractions?
I liked it. I thought that, I think it was probably just that, like, two of my favorite artists, mostly Watsky, mm-hmm. but
yeah,
also Bryce Vine, who I like a lot of the song, a few mm-hmm. of the songs, a lot. I just thought that it was nice, and it was
cool.
It was fun to hear, and it, I don't know. I don't really know about the message so much, but I do fun like the song. Yeah.
All right. Excellent. Well, I'm gonna kick us off with another one here.
Please.
That kind of brings a little more funk into the mix.
That's what I needed.
But it's kind of like a dreamy sort of funk. So I'm excited about this one.
Enjoy.
All right.
A ditty by Aiden.
Next song. Here we are.
I still need you back.
This is us. One more time. Whoa.
That was one of the most pure expressions of personhood I've experienced recently. It's just a lot of stream of consciousness. It was great.
A lot of words. A lot of thinking. A lot of doing.
But anyway.
One thing.
What?
You got it.
What I was going to say was that we haven't been doing a lot of back-to-back-to-back songs because, as Ben said...
As I briefly...
This show is about us, dang it.
Dang nabbit.
Dang it.
You're here for us.
Not for anyone else. Dang it.
Darn nabbit.
Darn. Tootin? Darn biscuit.
Sugar darn, plum cookies.
Darn scuba lessons. Darn group scuba lessons. Darn.
Groupon scuba lessons.
Darn Grubhub. Let's keep playing this word association. I want to string this out.
Okay.
When you think of Grubhub, what do you think of?
McDonald's.
Okay, and I'm going to say pork.
Shoes. It's a word association. Anything can happen.
Wool socks.
Curly Q's.
Curly fries.
Fried eggs.
Chickens.
Nickelback.
Hair.
Harry Potter.
Who?
You said hair and I said Harry Potter. Like the
wizard.
Yeah. Okay. Stay with it, Aiden. I'm standing up right now because I'm trying to be more creative.
You are doing that. You've really changed your geographic position in the room that makes me feel vulnerable.
Oh, yeah. No, this is a power play.
I'm the victim here. Wait, you said Harry Potter.
Harry Potter.
Harry. So what I will say in return will be Emma Watson. And you will say
Beehive Hairdo.
And I will say the 60s.
And with that, I bring you to our next ditty. Just kidding. I don't want to play a song yet.
Really?
I want to make them wait.
Really?
Yeah, I want them to hear us say more words.
Really? Well, I mean, I'm always a fan of saying more words.
Will you tell me about your transcendental experience walking into this dark studio?
Well, that was terrifying.
That we're definitely not supposed to be in right now.
I mean, we are, but like, it was just weird because like, I was here alone. I've been like kind of looking over my shoulder all night. Like something's up. I don't know what's up, but something's up. I was walking. Ooh.
Come on. What's that?
Ooh, yeah. And I walk up the stairs. And I hear this music playing. I'm like, oh, there's totally real human DJs behind these doors. And I... So I back this. Open the door.
Wait, you shut the door. You have to...
Oh. I say, as I see that the studio is all dark. But there is a flicker of light where I usually sit on the couch. And I go to the couch. And I sit on the couch, pull up my phone. Ding, ding, ding. And I said, and I sit on my phone, kind of, until I wait for Ben to come so he could come with me and turn on the lights.
I sprinted here.
Yeah.
I was like so out of like a train. I was so out of breath when I got here. Mm-hmm. I need to do more cardio.
Cool.
And that was the lesson.
Nice. Wait, Ben, do you want to play a game?
Yes.
And then maybe you, or whatever. I want to make a sound effect, and I want you to guess what it is.
Oh,
I feel like
me.
We don't employ mouth-borne sound effects enough.
We can try.
Yeah, I just want to, like, this is you know, off the cusp, but as is all art, you know? So here I am in a random noun generator.
Ah.
And we're just going to roll this out.
We're going to see what happens.
I can't do that.
not on this show.
No.
Not in my good neighborhood.
No. Oh, okay.
I want to say ocean breeze from a Febreze bottle.
Close enough.
Really?
Sure.
Ah. Sure is in like sure, or is in like your tea is done. Tea kettle. Small avian. Tweety bird.
Sure. Clank, 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 clank. Clang, clang, cling, clang, clang.
What?
Ting,
what
it, ting, ting.
Metalwork.
It's good. Metal. It's
metal. Just metal. Okay, wait. I'm gonna do one.
Karate chop.
Athletics.
Oh yeah, that's basically what those.
Do. Similar. Yeah. Okay.
Scary simmering of food.
Mix.
Oh, okay, yeah.
All right.
Okay.
I'm going to do this one.
Man descending stairs.
Yeah, hallway.
Okay.
That was the vertical version.
All right, okay, I want to do one.
Okay. Eating a sandwich on an airplane. Choking? Throwing up. Oh, that's visceral. Gluttony. Food eating contest.
Lettuce. Get it? Because romaine was recalled. Because
oh, yes. So yeah. Oh wait, I want to do this one.
Elephant?
Macrofauna.
Like pig animals. Okay. All right.
Okay, wait, one more.
Yeah. Squirrel? Typewriter?
Keyboard.
Okay.
We're good at this.
Wait, Ben.
Yes.
It's time.
Is it?
I need to serve the people. We've gotten too caught up in this game. We're behind schedule, Ben. People need us, Ben.
They are going to need their space heater safety tips.
I feel like we've done this every
time. Wait, do we really?
Who knows?
I'm drawn to it because it has a cute little picture.
I think we're always drawn to it because of the cute little picture.
It's always getting me with that cute little picture. Okay, well, we're going to find a new one.
That's all right.
This one's so much better.
Okay, cool. Are you do music under it?
Or yes,
am I gonna
okay. Yes.
Okay, good.
Yes.
I got you on. Alright.
Hold on.
What voice should I do this in?
The one that's appropriate, my friend.
Thank you, Ben. A man of reason. A true scholar.
Wait, I don't know what song we're okay, hold on.
Yes. Yeah.
You're gonna like this. Okay, I think we're here.
Doorknobs, restrooms, telephones, keyboards, other people. What do these things have in common? They're all easy ways for you to pick up or pass along germs. Germs that could lead to colds and flu. Now, you can't spread your days avoiding contact with everything, but you can take a few important steps to protect yourself. Washing your hands is one of the best and easiest ways to avoid catching or spreading colds and flu. Keeping your hands on the surfaces you touch clean protects not only you, it also protects those around you. A few extra minutes a day is all it takes to put your health first. For more on avoiding the flu, talk to your doctor, visit massmed.org, and click your health first. This public health message brought to you by the Massachusetts Medical Society.
Wait, what was the website they gave you?
Massmed.org. That was fun. That was a callback. That was good. That was funky. I think it's until I do things like, I mean, I'm always kind of aware of it, and it's good to help to be healthy aware of it, but it really makes me aware of my whiteness when I do things like that.
Yeah, no, it's good to, you should be aware.
Yeah.
We need to introspect.
I haven't comprehend. Felt that Caucasian in a long time.
You're lucky. That is not a relatable experience. I'm frequently aware of it.
Oh, interesting.
Whenever I try to dance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or when you put too little salt on your food.
Oh, wait, when I underspice? Oh, you wouldn't believe. You wouldn't believe how I feel.
when I underseason. No, you're closing the binder.
Oh, are we gonna serve him up another?
No, I don't think so.
Another load. Oh my goodness!
That would just be silly.
I apologize for hitting the microphone, dear listeners.
Okay.
If that loud percussive noise ruined your night,
we apologize. That was our fault.
We hear WMFO.
Actually, it was just Ben's fault. Failed. It was just Ben's fault.
I felt so bad.
No, I just hit the microphone.
It's all my fault.
My bad.
It was so scary.
Okay. Enough of that nonsense.
That was childish.
Childish banter. Childish banter.
Mr. Potter.
Turned to page 394. Okay, I need to talk about this really quick. One of my friends and I have this weird running joke because they were on Instagram and there was a meme that came up.
As the internet
that,
is full.
That it was just... Name two words that have more sexual tension, and below it was just Snape and Harry in the hallway in Prisoner of Azkaban, and the caption is just "Evening Potter," and I've never been able to look at it the same way.
That's Mr. Potter.
Mr. Potter. Fascinating time, really. Oh, you're twiddling fingers indicate that you're up to something. You're engaging with your keyboard in such a way that means that something,
please,
something's
on route. Allow me to have some.
I don't know, so.
Pretty.
Clearly, fame isn't everything, is it, Mr. Potter?
Wow.
Wow. Can we play more? I kind of... That was weird. That was deeply soothing.
I'm going to look up Snape and Harry.
What is it about Severus Snape that just has the world enthralled?
He was a very good character.
He was a good Snape.
Okay, here.
Oh, no. This is like one of those...
This
like,
is the lily part.
She's making a flower bloom, and now her
sister's... This is such a trippy sequence.
Oh, wow. And then Severus just pops out of a tree.
Yes. Don't you live in a tree?
This is from Deathly Hallows, by the way.
Yeah, this
all
is late.
Of those of you who simply can't see this and have no idea what's going on.
We're just being selfish.
There's just a small boy, Severus Snape, wearing a little,
little ginger
little
girl.
Small
oh my god,
suit.
A man who is both 13 Steph. And 500.
She's ordinary, and you're special.
Oh, this is Snape. This is also happening in his memories, for those of you who don't know the plot of Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows.
Yeah, there's some spoilers going on.
After Snape's dead, hashtag spoiler.
Snape is wearing a suit and laying on the grass. I bet his mom is so mad.
His mom was probably super upset at all those grass stains.
Wait, did he have a mom? I forget.
Wow. Well, and Lily just met James Potter, and Snape just looks sad.
Come on, Minnie. Snape!
Aww. These aren't the scenes I was hoping for.
They're all just getting mocked.
Can we skip again?
So sad.
Can we skip ahead?
Yeah.
I want to see...
Keep going.
I want to see like, these are the ones
in your store, Severus. Untouchingly paternal black. Perhaps Potter will grow up to be a felon, just like his godfather. No.
Stay out of the Snape's pocket.
Wait, I'm so confused.
This is a weird audio quality.
Yeah, I'm not... I don't know.
All right, just look up...
I want to see the book one where he's like in the potions class.
No, look up... Yeah, look at... Or do up the Harry Potter up to something.
Your evidence?
I just not...
You just...
You're right.
This is a great quote. It's not nearly as weird until you watch the movie more times. Severus Snape in hallway is the captain of this. Is the turn it up.
It's up.
This is Sorcerer Snape, but he knows what's up. They're about to do something. Oh, there's that look. Raises an eyebrow.
People will think you. Up to something.
That's iconic. I mean, it's just. And now
there's so many.
His eyes are wiggling. There's so many like weird mid-length close-ups. Now he's storming away, flicking his cloak.
He faded into himself.
Did he know?
Let's see if we can do. Wait, hold on. Good afternoon. We're doing it one more time.
Okay.
This one might be in higher quality.
What would three young Gryffindors such as yourselves be doing inside?
Three young Gryffindors
on a day like this.
I mean. They are up to something. Who knows? Oh, and they're... No, okay,
that
pause.
Dutch,
pause for a second.
That Dutch angle. Did
so,
you see?
So, this is mastery. Hermione goes, hot, 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 and then literally it's just like, and then the Severus Snape just goes and raises both eyebrows
he's
simultaneously.
Like,
he knows what's up. You
his
cannot
neck
pull something
creaked.
Past
They had to
itself.
Redo like, the audio, actually. I read that they had to redo the audio in post-production because Snape's neck was like... And they were like, no, that won't do. This is a...
Okay,
a full
keep going. This is so great. Oh.
People will think you...
Oh, he looks at Harry Potter. As he... Oh. What? No, okay. Pause,
one
pause.
More time.
Pause again. Okay,
one
so...
More time.
So Harry looks at him, and he goes... He narrows his eyebrows, and then Snape acts like Harry just said something highly offensive and goes...
He actually, like...
And he... Does his little eyebrow thing again.
Like,
but then it goes, and the sound goes, but then also, I think they just played the same frames back to back because then, like, Snape turns towards Harry again.
No, he double taked. It was a double take.
Oh, okay. So he was like, did he really not say anything? Ray goes, no, he really didn't say anything.
One thing that I want to discuss is that the acting in this scene makes it appear that every single member of the cast was, like, in a horrific accident and is being held together with, like, casts.
What?
And they are not able to emote for fear of re-breaking.
Wow. Ben, that is savage.
Watch it. Watch Snape particularly.
Like, there it is again.
Yeah, there...
No. What? The double take.
That was a quadruple take at that point.
No, this is the point of the video. We've fallen into a trap. It's just playing it back and forth.
Bamboozled.
This is hilarious. The editing was hilarious. Because
we'll
they're just playing
should
out.
Explain? Should okay. explain what just happened?
So, Ben and I are dumb. Ben and I are garbage humans. Because we were like, oh, this is such bad editing. But literally, they were just purposely re-looping the same because the title of the video, Severus Snape, is absolutely certain these kids are up to something. So it's just like,
it's just the most suspicious I've ever seen anyone.
Up to something. Which was actually quite clever. I just thought it was silly.
We're almost done. Here, wait.
Oh, and he's doing his thing. Wow.
That was worth another watch. That
was definitely worth it.
It was definitely. It's absolutely certain.
You know what? Okay. Alan Rickman has a good voice, but someone that has a really... And he actually comes up a little bit more than... I mean, maybe as much as you'd expect on the show. Can we talk Jeff Goldblum?
Why haven't we already?
We do often.
Jeff Goldblum is the most himself person that any person can be.
I almost think that he's so himself that he simply can't be. Like, no human is that themselves. Like, no one lives without that much inhibition. I mean, I guess you're Jeff Goldblum.
What was he was in something recently and it was so weird.
Isle of Dogs.
Was he in that?
He was in Isle of Dogs.
What?
Because he's in like an Wes Anderson movie.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Let me know if this is. Am I stupid or is this ASMR 10 hours of Jeff Goldblum?
Oh, that is. This is released.
This is a real.
It's Jeff Goldblum purring.
Some stimulation.
This is terrifying.
Might induce your chills. Be receptive to my voice.
You know he didn't have a script. Oh, wow. Oh. That's in
it's
my
traveling
head.
In the headphones.
That's in my
He's
brain.
Migrating through my body.
Can we do this? I can't do it. I can't. It's like a helicopter keeps taking off past me.
I feel like I'm being stalked by a herd of leopards. And they're just angry.
Is this literally?
Yeah.
Wait, but
this is based off another thing. No. This is based off another thing.
I want to see that. I want to see the other thing because I think that's what I'm talking about. Do you think he's aware? Like in the same way that like Danny DeVito at this point, like,
Are they aware of like the cult status that they possess?
Like, I don't think Danny DeVito knows that he's.
I feel like he has
a joke.
I don't know. Here's another Goldblum clip.
Okay, yeah, please.
And we'll talk about it.
Please.
This is from his Noisy interview where he rates different musicians and like different things, but this is just the beginning of it and it's I simply don't understand.
Ooh, Kanye West. Very good. Very, very good.
We're gonna start introducing songs like that.
And now just listen. Now just listen to this.
This is the Noisy questionnaire of life.
Noisy.
And this is Jeff Goldblum. Jeff.
Okay, so like how can you exist like that?
Oh.
And not Kanye West. Good. Very, very good. Like how
And this
you...
is Ben.
Ben. With cream of wheat. Wait. We should have done this more often. Jeff Goldblum's truly an inspiration.
We should have done this first.
Wait, he does this thing about Jay-Z.
Please.
That I just don't understand.
I don't know. I don't know if we're ever... We'll try. We will do the best we can.
Kanye West. Good.
Good. Very good. Good.
Good. Good.
We are looking.
Good. Yes.
Oh. Good.
No.
Hmm.
Let's see if we can find it.
I want to find it.
Okay.
Wait.
Here.
I'm gonna play a Jeff Goldblum clip where he explains things.
Oh, that feels important.
Is my audio on?
It's about to be.
I'll talk about this while it's happening.
The most exciting thing that happened in recent days for you.
Sorry, for some context, Jeff Goldblum explains why he has a giant portrait of himself.
It was a few months ago. There was a statue of you.
Yes, yes.
This is not a joke. There was a statue of you in London.
Yes.
By the London Bridge.
Yes, sir.
It's a very famous piece of real estate.
Yeah, I know.
And there's a Jeff Goldblum statue.
For those of you who are wondering, it is a large, shirtless Jeff Goldblum.
Look at that.
Now.
Look at that. Jeff Goldblum. It's very confused. Oh, he's petting himself.
Did you know this was coming?
Isn't it funny when I do that, I feel some stimulation?
You do, okay.
I do.
I'm so sensitive.
I actually won't. I won't listen to this.
I did not know it was coming.
Really? You had...
Here, maybe what we do, I'll play a song while we look.
And we'll look for some Goldblum.
And we'll find something good for you.
We need more Goldblum in our lives.
So before, are you going to find the...
We'll make it work.
All right, we're going to make it work. I'm going to play a song.
Okay.
It's a Bryce Vine. Please enjoy.
Yeah, we're back on the Bryce Vine.
40 ounces and a pack of ranch, sunflower seeds, 40 answers to the questions she's asking of me. What you doing later on? I got nowhere to be. No, no, no. Yeah. Is my crew on? What are you on? We've been uptown cruising in the Yukon. Got a couple girls on my living room futon, and they about to wake, so better get a move on. Better get some food on, cause when I'm hungry I'm a prick. I ate a Snickers but a Snick ain't doing shit. Argue over sushi or Italian for a bit. I say sake bombs, this is something we agree upon. Later on, Uber on to the bar. A handful of cash and a brain full of stars. I'm more thrown than a food fight. Feeling too right. Margarita by the poolside. Wow. This is all I ever wanted in life. Yeah. This is all I ever wanted tonight. We sing. 40 ounces and a pack of ranch, sunflower seeds, 40 answers to the question she's asking of me. What you doing later? The bamboo 45, kicking up rocks, kicking up dust on the roads of rust. So when we was very little, Malcolm in the middle. I fly by in that all white coupe, looking so clean in that all white suit. And them pretty black girls from them Afro roots, long legs, big hair, and them tie dye hoops. Later on, move along to the Ville, a warm summer home where the broads wanna chill. I'm thinking waves and I'm thinking sun, thinking limes and I'm thinking rum, thinking maybe you and I move away from the crowd. Got a little room in the back of the house and everything's cool. Girl, we go together like water in a pool and we say
40 ounces and a pack of ranch, sunflower seeds, 40 answers to the question she's asking of me. What you doing? Near the water, only good things, no piranha. All the good days are the views I love, ain't never been so clear. Near the ocean, near the water, only good things, no piranha. All the good days are the views I love, ain't never been so clear. Yeah, 40 ounces and a pack of ranch, sunflower seeds, 40 answers to the question she's asking of me. What you doing later on? I got nowhere to be. No, no, no. Yeah. Hey. Summer lover, summer stay, summer ready to roam. Diving deeper through the days, whether rain or a storm. What you doing later on? I got nowhere to go.
All right.
Yes.
So that was that.
That was a song.
And now we're back on the Goldblum train.
Oh, we haven't left it.
The Goldblum train has just been chugging through the station into the countryside. And this is... Okay, so I found the bit in the Noisy interview where he talks about Jay-Z and him meeting Jay-Z. And
please.
This is deeply disturbing. quite
and frankly. We will bring it straight to you.
Yeah.
Dear listener.
I met Jay-Z. I met him in a store, and he's tall, you know. I think I looked up at him.
I don't understand.
Maybe it was just his inner stature that
inner stature.
You know, overwhelmed me for a moment, but we approached each other, and he was very sweet to me. My favorite Jay-Z track is the one that we laid on each other when we saw each other in the store. It wasn't recorded, but it was, nice to see you. And that's the track. There it is.
Nice.
Why did he? What?
Nice to see ya. Nice.
Did he?
Why?
Did he not realize that a singer can have a conversation and that isn't music necessarily? That one doesn't even have a time signature.
Nice to see ya. Nice.
Nice.
Okay.
Why is that how he tells stories?
I don't understand.
If anyone else in your life told you a story like that, you wouldn't talk to them more.
Yeah, but he's weirdly iconic. James Corden, the thing is, Jeff Goldblum, is in movies, but they're, all Wes Anderson movies at this point, and they're, cool, but he's, a claymation dog or, different stuff. It's not like he's really coming out with his iconic roles anymore. But why does he continue to be such an icon? I mean, I guess he was in Thor Ragnarok. People were into that. But
you just, at some point, you've kind of transcended your own ability.
But literally, there was a parody of Thank You Next by Ariana Grande that James Corden released last week on, his show. And it's just called Thank You Jeff. And it's just him literally singing about Jeff Goldblum with backup dancers dressed like Jeff Goldblum characters. None of them are from this decade. I'm confused.
I don't get it.
Jeff Goldblum is timeless.
I hope he lives forever.
Mm-hmm. He's hidden Horcruxes all over the greater New York metropolitan area.
I freaking hope so.
Yep.
Jeff Goldblum
Horcruxes.
? And let's see what Google says. Did he not?
Did he not say anything? I'd imagine they would.
There surprisingly was a result for it, but it didn't seem applicable.
Wait, how? I'm
Summer Horcrux on Twitter. Guys, oh my god, Jeff Goldblum joins. Let's see. No, I'm afraid.
Okay.
He does not. But there is a dog in the comments of this Twitter thing.
Curious.
Don't know about this.
Well, enough of that. I think it is song time. I'm gonna kick us off with one.
Please.
Another kind of reflective song that I think is just great, and a really cool way to kind of close out the semester as we start to kind of dwindle to our hour here. But yeah, a really cool one that I had never heard until recently. Here we go.
Smoking.
Okay, I promise this is the last Jeff Goldblum fact.
Yeah, I don't know if we can promise that.
Okay, the last one I'm going to say in this in this sentence. Apparently, between acting jobs, Jeff Goldblum would sell office supplies to prisoners.
No. Absolutely. What? What? No.
That's all I have to say on that.
Where is this from?
It is from the Hobby Hive.
What do... Hobby Hive? Sounds like some sort of lobbyist group. What office supplies do prisoners need? Sharp pencils?
Oh, God.
Or something? I don't know.
Yeah, no, I think spring-loaded pens.
Really heavy protractors.
The sharpest of all rulers. I don't know. Yeah, I couldn't.
Bladed rulers. Explosive. Maybe prisoners aren't violent. Maybe they just want attention. I don't know.
This is a weird accusation.
Okay. Also, Jeff Goldblum, crazy man. That's all we got to say.
Wait, I just realized that I've seen so many things that he's in.
Yeah.
Have you seen the Portlandia sketch that he's in?
No.
Oh my God. Wait.
We only have a couple of minutes.
Okay. We can. Well.
We'll watch it later.
We'll watch
it. I mean, also, I don't know if anyone's going to come in, but I think it. I think it's best that we close out.
Okay.
You know how it is.
As it is.
Mm, yeah.
Well, this is it. The semester. Season 3, episode 11?
Yeah.
Episode 11.
Pretty good.
It was good.
I look back on the season favorably.
We had some good.
We had some good adventures.
Some highs, some lows.
Some laughs, plateaus.
A lot, yeah. And I think we'll be back.
Yes.
Hopefully a different
time?
Maybe.
Hopefully. A little bit.
I don't know when you switch from the
a tad earlier would be nice.
Yeah, just a little.
I feel early. Like we're working the night shift for a while now.
It's time to move it up. Well, should we do?
I think it's time.
Do I got it? I can do
it. You got it,
though. All right.
You kick us off with the last song of the season.
Our last ditty of this season.
Y'all have been listening to
91.5
WMFO
Tufts
Freeform Radio in Medford.
Medford. Here's the last song.
Cream of Wheat, Aiden.
Ben.
It's been a pleasure and an honor to serve you this semester.
Thank you for listening and filling your ears.
We'll catch you later.
next semester.
Next semester.
Here's our last song.
Catch us with a net. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I got misled, mistook the sky. Anything that I said. See, I'm not the type to call you up drunk, but I got some lies to tell. She hates to work but loves to flirt. It's a shame she don't work with me. She gets uptight, don't like when I'm gone, but she won't let on to me.